The Chesapeake Bay is one of many water bodies across the globe that have aquatic dead zones, areas that because of pollution runoff don't have enough oxygen to support marine life. EarthEcho is launching a new multi-year expedition program that will focus each year on an environmental problem. Philippe Cousteau says the first EarthEcho expedition hopes to educate middle and high school students about factors that contribute to the bay's dead zones.
The whole idea is to leverage the story of the Chesapeake Bay and dead zones to create science curriculum for 21st century learners that brings science learning and STEM education alive for kids in the classroom through the sense of a whole journey and adventure through the Chesapeake Bay and helping them understand not only the problems that we face, but the solutions as well.
Cousteau says a film crew will record the adventure as he visits communities in the Chesapeake Bay watershed for a documentary that will be presented in 6 to 10 minute segments. The documentary will be offered online with other material like games, lesson guides, action guides, and webinars that teachers can use in their classrooms.
You know, what's so wonderful is that new technology offers us terrific tools to reach out and bring education alive in the classroom for today's 21st century learners. I mean, the only place that many kids still use, you know, big old dusty books to learn is in the classroom. And outside of that, they're using technology, they're interacting with video and media. And it's important that we provide those resources for them in the classroom as well. And
so it sounds like you're going to be providing tools for particular lessons that meet curriculum standards. What kinds of lessons are you giving them?
So that's a great question. And you know, we spent a lot of time over the last few years refining our work. For us, it's about helping to reinforce everything from basic chemistry and biology concepts in the classroom to helping teachers teach things like the water cycle, carbon cycle, issues around food chains, biodiversity. Many of these are just basic science principles that are taught in the classroom. And through the work that we do, can really be made exciting and brought alive through this multimedia engagement.
Cousteau says everything will be offered online for free and is designed to help teachers do their job, as well as encourage students to use the science knowledge they gain to take action and solve problems in their communities.
Because essentially, science is fun. Science is exploration. Science is adventure. Science is, you know, poking a stick at something and seeing what happens. And that sense of inquiry is sometimes lost in when you're looking at big old textbooks in the classroom. And what we're really about is helping give the tools to educators to bring that adventure and excitement of science alive in the classroom and help them do their jobs.
EarthEcho will also give mini grants to teachers and students who develop projects that address environmental problems. Cousteau's West Virginia stops include trout fishing in an impaired stream in Grant County, planting native plants along a stream bank with fifth graders from Petersburg Elementary School, and touring the city of Moorfield's new water filtration plant that's designed to reduce the amount of nutrients that go into the Potomac River. EarthEcho plans to launch the expeditions program on its new website October 10th. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.